Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Singer-songwriter Brandon Allen has been down a lot of different roads as an artist and gained some recognition along the way, including Best Rock Vocalist at the Los Angeles Music Awards and Breakout Artist of the Year at the American Christian Music Awards. These days, he's settled into a life and a music style, dedicating his musical art to being someone who tells the stories of the forgotten people he's met along the way. His new band is the Boxcar Junkies, and Brandon is my guest on this edition of Americana Music Profiles. Hi, Brandon. Welcome to the podcast today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad we get a chance to talk. Looking over your notes and your career, and you've had a pretty interesting journey with your life.
Yeah, you know, I definitely have. I'm just, I'm blessed to still be doing it, you know.
So, if you don't mind, let's go back a little bit and talk about the roots of how music started for you. I know you kind of had some different paths as a younger person, but ended up with a fairly new band and a new record on the way. How did this start for you?
Well, it goes back to when I was a kid. Actually, I mean, I grew up in a family band and started playing locally. I finally made my venture out west and started doing the music, and actually I had gotten into Christian music for a while, and from there I got into more of an Americana and did a few records with some friends of mine, Troy Licata, which I mentioned, from Tesla, and he opened a lot of doors, which were great, and but everything was going great, like you would think, and then a few wrenches, I guess you would call them, in the way of life happened, and you know what I like to say about that is a lot of people don't realize how easy it is for circumstances to sometimes overwhelm us, and
sure.
And I know that to be true, just you know, from a personal experience. So going through a lot from where I was, where I thought I had a certain degree of success, to literally to nothing again. Really has put a perspective on my life in terms of just how fragile our infrastructure can be.
Yeah.
So I thought, after going through, I guess what I call my exodus, when I came back to kind of the music business or music scene, I guess, I wanted to really do something that mattered with it. I mean, I love music and I love how it makes folks feel and myself, but it's a great tool to be able to you know, build a platform so, you know, I guess we can kind of get the message out there about things that I guess you don't think about every single day. Just like, for instance, there's no one here today. In my mind, I'm thinking, man, I wish I had a whole bunch of coats I could go hand out. You know,
oh, right, okay.
That are out there,
yeah.
You know, under adverse circumstances, you know what I mean? And so I started this Pulbo Nation and Boxcar Junkies with that in mind, just kind of writing about my personal experiences and what I had been through from, you know, from my side, from a personal side of it. And then, of course, you know, getting out of that, I wanted to figure out a way, well, how can we spread awareness along with getting folks involved to just kind of help those that need help, you know? So that's kind of where Boxcar Junkies started. And so now we're partnering up with, you know, local volunteer organizations and communities when we go into their towns and locally here with the homeless and, you know, just all types of, like I say, folks that are pinned down under their, you know, with their circumstances. And then so we put a portion of what we bring in and towards that, as well as give people an opportunity to be able to kind of give back as well and enjoy some great music and hopefully, you know, it's to them.
Yeah.
It's kind of where we're at with that. The album, the new EP just dropped last month, and I'm just blown away with the you know, the response that we've been getting from it, and it goes back to my Indiana roots, Americana, you know. So I'm really, really happy with it, excited about it, and
you've kind of come full circle with your music. I read where you in the earlier part of your career it actually won best rock vocalist, I think I've got that right, in the LA area, and then kind of come through life and settled into this kind of acoustic, almost Americana feel with your music.
Yeah, and you know what that is? Actually, just going back to my roots. You know, I grew up playing country and Americana my whole life, pretty much. And then, you know, you go through that phase, and so. Go through the rock thing, which I loved, and I did the blues things, which I enjoyed, and so on and so forth. But the singer-songwriter, is for me, is the first time I ever picked up an acoustic guitar. I was 12 years old, and to this day, I don't know how to play an electric guitar if you paid me.
Really?
because it rang through to me so deeply and spoke to me so much. As a writer, I found, the golden egg, I would call it, or the golden goose, or whatever they call it, right?
For
me, it's exactly what I knew that's who I was, what I wanted to be, and what to do was write songs and be an organic player. So that's basically, you know, where we are now these days. Is just kind of, again, being true to yourself, not to the market.
Yeah.
It's not about what you sell. It's not about, you know, all of this. With all this crazy social media and all, you know, it's just, you know, it's madness out there in this business. And I didn't do the record for the business, you know. I did it for the music. I did it for the songs and for the people, you know, and for myself, you know. You know that's selfish level. I feel like I have to get these songs out of me. And I also feel like there's people that need to listen, you know, and hear them.
Right.
Because you can speak for So that's always been my passion.
Are you able to do this full time, or do you have other things you do to supplement the work?
Yeah, right now I'm doing it full time. You know, Sony actually is behind the project.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we're fortunate. I signed with them actually in Houston, and we decided to come back to Nashville, where I've been off and on quite a few years you know, do the release and all of that. And of course, once I came back, I was like, I'm never leaving again. I just love it here.
The songs that you write, are they songs that you have accumulated over time, or are they songs that you finally are now are able to sit down and actually write finally with some time that you have?
You know, it's actually a combination of both, which is kind of ironic because typically when I write a record, I guess I write it kind of like I would write a book or a, you know, a movie or something. I usually do, you know, I write a project at a time. Where you see a lot of writers that just sit down and they just write songs, type songs. I'm not that guy. I kind of let the songs write itself. And so this EP, there's some new ones, or recent, but there's actually some that go span all the way back 7 years ago when I had originally, stepped out of the music business for a little while and on the music scene and just kind of got in my old truck and drove cross country with my guitar. I mean, it's a song in itself, and started playing smaller places and you know, just kind of like ducked out from the whole thing, you know, and I kind of wrote about it, obviously, throughout the period of, years. So, but it has its own spirit, this project. And each song it almost sounds like I sat down and wrote them at the same time.
Okay.
So that's how I know, like, okay, this is definitely a meant to be project.
So is the Boxcar Junkies, is this fairly new for you? Or is this the band that you work with presently?
Yeah, this is a brand new project.
Okay.
Like I say, it's many years in the making, but it's just now coming to the surface in terms of, you know, releasing video and, recording the video, recording the songs and the EP, getting Sony behind it, Edgewater Music Group. We've got some folks, we're setting up tour dates and all of that to really take it to the people. So, because as a writer, everything I sing, I live. I mean, everything comes from a personal experience.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
With that. So it's been a long time coming, but we're really excited about it because I've done, two or three records or whatever, as a solo artist, with Brandon Reed Allen. And essentially this is a solo, record, I would say, because there's no actual set band. Boxcar Junkies is one of them things I wanted it to be more open where we can, have whoever's around in town or wants to tour from that, come on out and we can, basically just make magic, each time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So when you get a chance to tour, then will this be a solo act or do you have some folks that will comprise the Boxcar Junkies band when you go out?
Exactly. And basically, for instance, this release party, of course, that's going to be the full band, and I've really been fortunate and blessed to be able to have, great players. I think, Nashville is so full of them.
Sure.
And my buddy, Troy Riquetta from the band Tesla, he's playing drums, he's involved in it with me, which is great. And so there's really no shortage of musicians. There's just, like I say, as right now, build it and they will come kind of thing. I just want to leave it open. So we're doing acoustic, I'm doing acoustic shows and doing full band shows. When we hit the, when we tour, for the most part, it'll be full band. But, we'll also be doing some acoustic dates too in terms of, just kind of smaller, intimate settings as well.
So what's the tour look like for you guys? Is it more regional or do you plan on this being a national swing?
At this point, we're just putting that out there and seeing. I mean, right now we're going to just start off regionally because that just makes most sense, in terms of, financially and all of that. And then if it goes beyond that, essentially I see us going national pretty quickly in terms of there's a lot of opportunities out there to get on some of these tour dates and really be able to take it to the people. So, I would say, we're hoping to go as big or little as it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, Yeah. Definitely not looking to be the next Garth Brooks. I mean, there's no mistake about that, but as long as we can get some good music out there for folks.
Sure, yeah.
And yeah, that at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. Not trying to puff anything up or make anything bigger than it is. We're just trying to play some great songs and get for great cause. And because after you chase it for so long and even get, a level of success or whatever, the more you get, the more you realize it's just, it's not about that at all.
Yeah.
It really comes right back down to the songs and to the love for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I really dig the music. It's really got a nice kind of straight down the middle Americana feel to it. You know, it kind of, I love that umbrella because it can fit in so many different places. Do you have a sense yet of the type of audience that is resonating with what you're doing? Is there a venue or bracket of folks that seems to fit better with?
You know what is so awesome about Americana, and I've always said, but this project in general, the demographics and the age span, and it is completely a melting pot.
Yeah.
It's wide open. I get a few rockers to classic country bands, the older folks, even the younger generations are coming to the shows and download the music. And because, like you said, I think it speaks to so many people on so many different levels.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of the heart of Americana. It's that simplicity, but of with the organic instruments and of course the lyrics are they're honest and I think they're really true with so many different types of folks. So,
yeah. So do I have this right? The current single is "Hey Mama." Is that the first release?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the origins behind that? You said earlier that you lived a lot of these.
Yeah. Pretty much every lyric I remember writing that song many years ago, after I had hit some pretty hard times in my life. And as I say, that's when I kind of just ducked out and I literally just kind of lived a hobo life for a while.
Yeah.
But the song just kind of speaks about that. And then I, again, kind of blown away by the response because we when we put it out, I had hoped that it would to speak to people, but I didn't realize it was to this level, so quickly. So
yeah,
I just let it know, okay, we're on track, and it's really fired up about it. The whole project is, and everything's timing,
Sure.
It just seems like it all has to come together for the right reason at the right time.
Right.
People need to hear it or to make a difference.
Yeah.
Not just, again, just granted it's doing great on charts and all that and sales, but none of that stuff matters. It really is just some of, the comments that I'm receiving on how it's helping folks. That's the main cool thing to me about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So
that's what I love about Americana music too, because that's your, that audience. There's like a kinship,
right?
There,
You see that especially at the bluegrass Americana folk type gatherings. Even the artists are reachable. They don't, there doesn't seem to be a separation necessarily from the stage and the audience in terms of personability. You can reach the artist and have a conversation if you want to.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no security guards and barriers.
Yeah, right.
And flashy lights.
Yeah.
And, it's music and it's stripped down to its finest.
Yeah.
And that's, Tom Petty once said, if you can't play a song acoustic, then it wasn't a good song anyway.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. So the EP is out. Does it have a title?
Yeah. It's called EST, Established 1973.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
When I was born, and so it makes sense.
Yeah, good. And where can folks get this and reach out, catch up with you, comment on your music, have a conversation?
Oh, yeah, you can go to boxstarjunkies.com or any of the social, Facebook, Instagram that everybody and their mother has.
Right.
Anything under Boxstar Junkies. And then you can also go to YouTube, check out the new video single, and then of course, just anywhere, Apple, Amazon, iTunes, whatever, Spotify.
Sure.
You know, all of them platforms. So pretty much anywhere that has music, we're on there.
Good. Good. Well, thanks, Brandon. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been great chatting with you a little bit and learning about your story, and certainly wish you well with the record and the Hobo Nation project.
Well, I sure appreciate that too, you know, and as far as, you know, Hobo Nation goes, there's a page on the Boxcar Junkies website that explains a little bit of more of kind of what our goal is and what our plan, you know, of action, basically, plan of action to basically, you know, to help folks get out there, get the word out there. And like you say, you know, with the Americana as a platform, without all the glitz and glamour,
yeah,
we can just all get together, play some music, and like I say, find a common cause. That's kind of what we're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're going to want to spread love, really.
And, sure, yeah.
You know, so that's what we're doing. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel or anything.
Yeah. But, yeah, awesome. Good. Well, thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I sure do. I do too.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.